Now I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. When my children were young, we used to live in the benefice of Dorchester Abbey. That's in Oxfordshire. And every year we would really enjoy the St. Brinus pilgrimage. It was about 10 miles long, and many people came from near and far, bringing food for the journey and prepared for the bring and share big supper that would be at the end. I think the sun always shone, of course, and we took our dog, who had to wear his lead now and again because of sheep that we might come across, but the children, all the children, had free rein, and they ran and played for the whole 10 miles. What joy for them and for us as parents too. There would have been some stops along the way for prayers if people wanted to join in, and as I said, big service would be at the end before our supper. And the conversations as we walked, well, they were just about everything. You know how polite we are as the British? We started off asking about family, about work, etc. But as the miles went on, and some folks discovered that they'd lost their water bottle and had no water, people would find some to share with them, and someone started to bring around a big plate of bring and share cake that they brought along, we all began to relax and talk more about our lives, the nitty-gritty of it, and about our faith. That's the thing with a pilgrimage. It gives us a break of the formality of life. We can let ourselves relax and share our feelings. Our hope that things would get better in some areas of our life, and giving thanks for the great things that are going well. And of course, the beauty of our surroundings, the awe of creation around us, inspires to think of God. The walk to Emmaus, which is the text title in my gospel reading that we had today in my Bible, well, it was not a pilgrimage. But these two men were in deep discussion about the amazing happenings that had occurred in Jerusalem that very day. Such happenings that they could not fathom out. The Jesus that they followed had died on the cross, but there was talk he was alive. And as they walked, someone came alongside them and walked and talked with them. They journeyed with them as they tried to make sense of it all. And this person who joined them actually helped them to make sense of it all. Sometimes our life here on earth is referred to as a journey, the journey of life. People speak of their faith journey, or their journey without faith through life. We're all travelling this journey through life. And we are reminded in this gospel reading that through our trials and tribulations, our great joys, and also in our everyday life, that Jesus, that God walks with us. It says, even when their hearts were burning within them while he was talking to them on the road and he was opening the scriptures to them, they did not recognize him. They did not recognize Jesus, God with them. Like the two men we hear of today, we may not always recognize that it is Jesus, God, but we are encouraged by this reading and all our Bible readings, in fact, to know that God does journey with us. We may not realize the presence of God, but we know something is helping us. We feel helped by those around us, maybe a stranger even, or a neighbour we may not be in contact with ever before, or someone in the shops, or at the end of the telephone line when we're making a difficult phone call. Can we think such things are the presence of God? Well, we are told that we are the hands and feet of God, his voice here on earth, the church, all of us who are Christians, those of us of faith, we are the living, walking presence. In our reading from Acts today, that we heard the first reading, we are told of the early Christian church taking roots. The reading we heard is often referred to as Peter, the disciple, his first sermon. Over the past Sundays, we have heard mentioned frequently of the Holy Spirit. We heard that Jesus had said to the disciples that he needed to return to his Father's side so the Holy Spirit could come. And 10 days prior to the reading we heard today from Acts, Jesus had indeed ascended to heaven. So much is happening in between all our readings. And earlier in those verses we heard from Acts, the Holy Spirit had come upon the disciples as tongues of fire. The power of the Holy Spirit had come in full force onto those 12 disciples. And now Peter is preaching his bold sermon, calling the crowd to faith, to get baptized, and it says about 3,000 people did. That's pretty good in one day, isn't it? And we hear throughout the whole Acts of the Apostles, that book in the Bible, the work of the early church, those first believers all trying to make sense of all that had happened. Making sense of Jesus, the carpenter's son, turning out to be the Messiah, the Son of God, what it meant to them, and what it means for us today. We're all still trying to make sense of it. We do not have to go on a pilgrimage to feel God's presence. It is a great opportunity to take that break from life, to seek that spiritual break. God is always walking with us through the good and bad of our life, seeking ways to make contact so we hear his voice, feel his presence. Shortly we will share some refreshments together, not breaking bread as Eucharistic meal, but resting a while with each other in conversation. Maybe you will find the chance to experience God with us all there in some conversation or in the peace that we have in this beautiful church now. And of course, we will shortly be breaking bread to share the Eucharistic meal here in our service. Our meal of thanksgiving, that's what Eucharistia means. Thanksgiving for all God has done for us, all that Jesus did for us. The breaking of bread was how those on the walk to Emmaus recognized Jesus, the risen Christ. This day I pray that each of us will recognize God's presence in some way, some voice, some stillness, some peace. And my goodness, doesn't our world need that peace so much today? We pray that all people will feel that presence of God. And let us all pray that we, as individuals also, can bring that peace to others around us.